We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. Mruto. This is episode number 27 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled Disrupt, Break the Mold. So why is disruption such a hot buzzword these days? It's typically reserved for transformative business ideas like Uber, Fiverr, Tesla, Apple, etc. But it's pretty simple. Disruption drives innovation. Continuous innovation drives long-term success. Disruption as a strategy in life, not only in business, can be effective in attaining and maintaining happiness, health, and beyond. When you feel like you've hit that plateau and you've stalled out, it's all about how do you break through to the next level. My advice is to not waste time fighting the old, just press on and create the new. So it's time to disrupt your life. It's time to break the mold. To kick off today's episode, I chose a quote from the legendary Maya Angelou. Lift up your eyes upon this day breaking for you. Give birth again to the dream. Women, children, men, take it into the palms of your hand, mold it into the shape of your most private need, sculpt it into the image of your most public self, lift up your hearts. Each new hour holds new chances for a totally new beginning. So, why do we put pressure on ourselves to live such cookie-cutter lives? Why is it that when we're unhappy, it's so hard to lift yourself up out of that funk? Why does society tell us that we need to follow the same damn path that everyone else has taken? It's time to forcefully step in the direction of your truest self. In the direction of your dreams. It's time to consciously break those bad habits you've been dreaming of freeing yourself from. Make today different than yesterday. Just follow your innermost desires. Sounds so simple, right? How do we do it though? No more should and a lot more did. On a Friday, you want to be able to look back on the week and think, damn, I crushed it. I did everything or mostly everything I said I would do. There's no better feeling than truly believing you gave it all you could and you left your mark on the week. Whatever other people or whatever society is saying you should do is based off of their experiences and their beliefs. Not to say they're wrong, but they're not your experiences or your beliefs. Take the time to analyze what you're focused on in life, whether it's an art project, a new business venture, a fitness journey, etc., and really deep dive into what you're doing because you want to versus what you're doing because someone else told you you should. Now, this isn't easy and it doesn't happen overnight. Making a change requires you holding the strong belief, the strong conviction that you can do it. You need to trust that you're on your own unique path for a reason. Again, you need to have conviction in your own actions. And even if you're afraid of what could go wrong, consider this. You might be an inspiration to others who also want to mold and shape their lives, but feel scared or discouraged from doing so because of what people are going to say or what people are going to think. So, in conclusion, my final thought for the day, if you've ever felt alone on your path, realize that you're in very good company, because almost all of the greatest people throughout the course of history chose to break the mold and they chose to walk on their own path. Starting right now, I challenge you, everyone listening, to walk your own path and don't compromise your beliefs for anyone else. Take the first step and never ever turn back. Well, that is all for today's episodes, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the Motivation Movement on social media. Don't forget to tag at Mruto, M-R-U-D-D-O. And don't hold back. I want to hear your full, uncut, raw, and unfiltered feedback. If you come across a great quote that you'd like to hear me bullshit about, just share it. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Let's go. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.